episode 899, Seek and You Shall Find.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It's going to be another glorious day because you've got God on your side. And you know what? It is time to rise and shine. Shake off all those jitters of what may or may not happen. Put away the what ifs. You know what? Leave the dust bunnies behind because it's all about seek and you shall find. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, we all need some motivation, don't we? We all need that encouragement, that hope, that ray of hope that extends further beyond our circumstances. Today is the day to put away your troubles and focus forward. Seek and you shall find. What have you been wanting to show up in your life? What have you been dreaming about the last 2, 3, 5 years? Maybe 2, 3, 5 months? What is it? If you continue to look backwards, you'll continue to move deeper into the woods. And no one wants the darkness and gloomy days of what's hidden in those woods, do we? We don't. Yet that's what you get when you're looking behind. It's important for us to be aware of what's gone on in the rearview mirror, what's happened in the past. But we have to be willing to focus forward. Seek and you shall find. What are you doing in your life to move forward? Are you just hanging out? Are you all talk and no action? Be honest. A lot of us are. I have many, many clients that I work with that say, you know what? I'm a great starter, but I'm not a great finisher. I can dream, I can set goals, but for some reason, the finish line just never gets to me, or it seems to change all the time. I don't know if I get distracted. But then I feel like I go backwards and I don't feel like I go where I'm supposed to be headed. And then confusion sets in. So why even try? Seek and you shall find. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be open to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be open. God spoke that. Are you listening? Seek and you shall find. It requires us to take action. You are called in to battle. And not battle as in to fight your troubles by yourself, no. But the battle of, I'm just going to hang out here because it's easy. I am one who strongly believes in prayer. But a lot of us take our prayer life and it happens when it's convenient, number one. And then number two, we think that all we have to do is pray because then it's just going to be given unto us. Nothing's handed to us in a silver platter. God wants to move with you. He can't direct you if you're not moving. Seek and you shall find. You have to have faith and allow God to direct your path and believe that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Are you earnestly seeking Him today? Or are you comfortable chasing those monsters in the woods? Because you know them. You kind of don't mind hanging out with them because you already know how you feel with them. You've gotten comfortable. I know it sounds a little strange, doesn't it? But when we think about the what ifs, that's just holding you back. It's time to take action. What are you waiting for? Get off the couch. Step away from the desk. Escape the treadmill and focus forward. Seek and you shall find. Think about this. You're ready to go on vacation. All of us would love to take a vacation. Well, today I'm taking you on vacation and we are going to Disney World. So if you're overseas right now, you got a really long trip. So you're already here. You're with me in my driveway. And we've piled in to this vehicle. hundreds upon hundreds upon hundreds of us. I guess I have a really big bust, but just dream with me here. We're on our way to Disney World. We even have our Mickey Mouse ears because we can't wait, right? We're going to meet Mickey. So this car is started and waiting. We begin to go through our checklist. Oh, gosh, do we have this? Do we have that? Oh, wait, did we turn off the lights? Are the animals taken care of? Did we actually? We go through it over and over and over again. We're still sitting in the driveway. And we wait. And we wait. We hope we got it all done. Oh, wait. Oh, I forgot something. I need to go to the bathroom. Run back in and take care of that. It's a long drive. We got to go for way up north to way down south. So what do? We wait some more. Oh, the car's still running. I know we're going to get there. We look behind us and we think, oh, no, what if I forgot this? Oh, man, do we have enough cash? Maybe we need to run to the ATM. I don't know. What do you think? You're not getting anywhere if you're not moving. God wants to direct you, but you have to be willing to move, not just get in your car and start it. God moves through prayer. But he moves even more when you're taking action. Because he can close those doors and open others. He can actually direct you. Isn't that ultimately what you want? Seek and you shall find. For God, nothing is impossible. He's on your side. He's got you. But you got to have him. Whoa. Yeah, whoa. Sometimes that's like a kick in the gut. I get those reminders quite often when I'm out doing my walk and run. And God says, hello, hello, what about me? Seek and you shall find. Nothing is impossible with him, but it takes action on our part. It's not just sitting in the driver's seat waiting for it to happen. It takes initiative. Are you ready to focus forward? Are you ready to seek so you will find? Are you ready to take aim? Action ignites motivation because you matter. God created you on purpose for a purpose. You are here to live, love, and impact. So today, yes, today is your day to put away your troubles. Focus forward, seek, and you shall find. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.